Recording in progress.
It's bad hair day, but at least I chose a hat that I know you like.
Yes, well, thank you, but you didn't have to be so mean about my hair. I just got out the shower.
I said nothing about your hair. I was referring 100% to me. Your hair always looks great.
Don't lie to me.
Zoe, don't make me back up the tape. The tape. That's right. This is the first podcast in the history of the world recorded direct to cassette.
For your listening pleasure.
Dubs.
If you can find your grandma's record.
That's right. We'll make a dub for you if you'd like to listen to this on demand. Please provide your own 60-minute cassette from the dollar store. We'll make that happen for you. How you doing, Zoe Thorne?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm enjoying this weather. Oh my gosh, what a day.
Yes. Yeah, what a wonderful day. I wish I, you know, was out enjoying it more, but, you know.
I can't help but notice you are at the Handsome House once again. What's going on?
Oh, I wasn't feeling too well this morning, so I decided to stay. Yeah, thankfully I have enough food for the dog.
For the dog. We're starving, but the dog is fine.
Yes, that's all that matters. No one cares about me.
Well, I'm sorry that you're not feeling 100%. The hair looks magnificent. Okay. Did I mention the hair? The hair looks fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, the weather is nice today. It's going to be nice-ish tomorrow. I hope you get a chance to enjoy that because it looks like some rain for Thursday, Friday. We'll get, you know, more information on that in a little bit. We got a guy that does the forecast for us every single day. Don't know if you know about him. Finn, kind of fantastic, doing a bit
We've
of a media tour
right
now.
We've got the cutest guy. Right? He's so adorable.
Podcaster of the year, 2 years in a row. Cannot thank Finn enough. Some weird things have come to my attention. How is it? So it's being shut down. It's being taken offline, which of course brings it, you know, to the headlines.
To people's attention. Yeah.
For the longest time, for like the last 3 years, there has been a Simpsons-themed public service humor account on Instagram. It is memes galore about working in the public service.
And it's being shut down now?
How did I not know about this?
Like, how many followers do they have? Like, I'm so behind.
More than 5,000 followers, more than 5,000 followers and more than 450 posts have been shared on the account since it was created in December of 2021.
I'm shooketh right to my core right now because honestly, I feel like my Instagram is very like Ottawa heavy on my feed and how this didn't come up as a suggested account.
Right?
I am mad at the algorithm of Instagram.
That was my point. I'm like, how did I not know about this?
Dare you, Instagram?
If you got a cool Instagram account, if you got a cool anything going on that is about Ottawa, we would love to have an awareness about you. Please let us know so we can talk about you. We got your back. Let us know. It's yowshow.ca, the Instagram account you're looking for, by the way, before it gets shut down, GOC_Simpsons.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. It's a very nice day. During the course of the day, we'll see more clouds drifting in to make this a mix of sun and clouds. Wind from the northwest and only a 20% chance of precipitation. A high today of 14 degrees. At night, it is mainly clear, which is why the low is around 0 degrees. Wednesday morning will be mainly sunny. Catch me again tomorrow for Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
As if it's not bad enough that Zoe's home sick today. You also have an owie that has been going on for like 2 weeks. You and me both, by the way. This gout in my toe.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about your owie. Oh, it's still going, eh?
Like over a week now. What the hell?
Are you sure it's not like your toenail is dug in on one side
or
something?
Yes, it's where the toe meets the actual foot. And the toenail is nowhere near that area. You know what? I was feeling pretty good yesterday. And then like 4 o'clock in the morning, the dog needed out. And I'm like all bleary-eyed, open the door. And my dog, for some reason, she's a love. She is an absolute love.
Yeah, she's a sweetie.
But she's overly enthusiastic about everything. And This is
Isn't that why we love dogs?
Yeah. 4 o'clock in the morning makes it a little different, though. It hits a little different, too. You can't just hold the door open for this dog and she'll walk in. No, no. There's like a running start that she does at the end of our walkway. And if you don't get the door open on time, I'm telling you, she's going right through the damn door. Anyway, bleary-eyed me at 4 o'clock in the morning was standing between the dog and the door. And she's a Bernese lab mix, right? She's 120 pounds. Landed square on my gout toe.
They always manage to pick that one spot that you don't want to be hit and just nail it every time.
But enough about me. This was supposed to be about you. What's going on with you? Got boo-boo? What's going on with
I just went to donate blood like 2 weeks ago at the beginning of the month.
Nice. And
I can still see the spot where the needle went in, but it's obviously healed over. But every now and again, I just get this like stinging pain in where the spot is. Like similar to when it would be like the day of or maybe the day after a bit of pain, but I'm still getting it like two weeks later. And this is the first time this has happened. So I'm just like,
I haven't been able to give blood because of medications I'm on. So walk me through this thing. When you donate blood, it's not like a needle goes in and they draw blood. It's not like if you have to, you know, get a blood sample for the doctor. This is more like an IV, correct?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely a larger diameter needle. But yeah, so that just goes in and you see it kind of run through the tubes into the bag. I know this is probably making some people queasy. And yeah,
you're giving me more information than I asked for.
Yeah, I can't even look at it either. I asked them to cover my arm just because I can't see the needle in my arm. It like, that makes me a bit queasy. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I should do some like arm exercises, just light ones.
I found that though, Zoe, like anytime that I've had to have, an IV or anything of the sort, sometimes just and maybe a nurse or a doctor who's listening could explain more about it. But I have just found that for like a week or two after, you still sort of kind of feel it. It's really strange.
It's like a phantom pain, I find. It's just like, but I was telling Mr. Handsome, because like you said, like, you know, you wish you could donate if you could, but of course you're on medications, which is totally fair. And I never push people to donate. If you're comfortable with it, highly recommend doing it. If you're not, that's also totally
my
okay
wife, by the
too.
Way, donates regularly. So we
are. That's why I love Sue. She's top tier person. Love Sue. But I was thinking like, and I've told Mr. Handsome several times, like if maybe they gave like some sort of like tax rebate or like credit, maybe more people would be inclined to donate. Because, you know, when you give to a charity, like give money to a charity, you get the tax
credit rebate.
So why is this any different? I understand that they probably don't want people there for bad reasons, like in the States, right? Like people can donate stuff for money, whereas in Canada, it's not the same. But if it's like directly onto your taxes and you don't really ever get to see that money and it's just a little deduction, like I get to maybe donate like five times a year altogether.
Listen, the next time you're dealing with your accountant, pass that by them. Somebody out there has received my blood. They have depended on it. Therefore, they are a dependent. Therefore, the way I understand the tax laws in this country, right?
I could have three dependents per donation.
I mean, the cookie is nice, but what is one's blood worth anyway? In the mood to sing there, sickie, or you just want the day off?
I will muddle my way through this like I do the rest of my life. So let's get to it. We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
Well done. She's on death's door. But yeah, there it is. We talked about the Simpsons Instagram account for the public service that has been going on for a while. It is going offline. I wish we'd known about that sooner because some of it is really, really good. Have a look while you can. GOC_Simpsons. Thousands of dollars worth of tropical fish have been stolen from a restaurant in the town of Beechburg, which is towards Pembroke, sort of, I guess, towards Pembroke, but, you know, on the Ottawa side. They could not provide details on the number of fish stolen exactly, but the restaurant reported they were worth thousands of dollars. What does somebody do? Well, I guess they put them in an aquarium is what they do.
I hope they're being well taken care of, because I would hate if, like, the majority of those fish ended up dying afterwards because they're very fragile creatures. Like, you hear about anyone getting a goldfish, and like, if you can make it last longer than 3 weeks, like, that's impressive.
Three days, I think, is my record.
You know. So hopefully they're all right. And yeah, I don't know what the restaurant's food is. I'm guessing it's a fish place, but maybe they're happier somewhere else.
Well, that went dark.
Well, it's like when you go to a place and you see the lobsters and you're like, I feel bad
for
you.
Which is exactly why they don't do that at restaurants anymore. Yeah. Oh, God. Nobody makes me laugh like Zoe Thorne in the middle of our news nuggets, no less. If you missed Westboro Beach last summer, good news from the NCC. No lifeguards on duty this summer, but a portion of Westboro Beach will be open for you this summer. They will have parking in the area available to you. They will provide garbage bins. Portable washrooms will be on site. I'm not reading anything, though, about the pavilion. I believe that remains closed. The official grand opening for Westboro, fully open this time next year. But for this coming summer, you can at least enjoy the beach.
Because there was like a really nice little restaurant in that little pavilion thing there. And honestly, I was like, no lifeguards. And then that lovely little restaurant serving alcohol. Oh, nothing could go wrong there.
Probably why they've kept that close. But you're right. That restaurant is one of the best kept secrets in this city.
It is. Yeah. But also I could understand why maybe people aren't going because there's so much construction happening, like literally right behind the beach. Like, So I could understand if it's not a big touristy spot this year.
It's budget day today. They have promised they're going to spend millions and millions. In other words, taxes are going up.
Oh, I was wondering if they just decided to become Dr. Evil from Austin Powers. We're going to want millions and millions.
You know what? I had to fill up the truck today at $1.69 a liter.
Ouch.
And that's pretty much, you know, all I saw was Dr. Evil sitting there counting the carbon tax. $1 billion. Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned this one, the Parkdale off-ramp. So this is eastbound. The Parkdale off-ramp is going to be closed as of April 28th. If you're eastbound, you need to get to that area. So Westboro, etc. Carling would be an exit for you, or Rochester. Is that the one, Zoe, that is like, you've got like 100 yards, where you've got an on-ramp coming behind you, the off-ramp is right there?
Yeah, so that's the one that they did all that construction up to and then created another bottleneck. Yeah, so they did all of this, like, create four lanes, make it faster, and then bottlenecked us right there. So I'm hoping, because there's been cement barriers up, that they're going to be pushing those back and creating a lane that goes right from the Carling exit.
I was thinking of the westbound lanes, but you're right. Now I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, and honestly, I really hope they fix that because the only time in my life that I care and out is when I'm waiting in that line to get off of the Parkdale exit.
There's no way you brought up Karen right there.
Why? What did I do?
I've got a Karen story, a good news Karen story. If your name is Karen, I know how much you hate the whole Karen thing. Karen is coming up on the podcast in a matter of moments, as a matter of fact.
Sorry, Karen.
Karen, you're about to be replaced. More coming up. This is Yow, your Ottawa webcast.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Regular physical activity, whether a walk, yoga, or a workout, enhances your mood and empowers you. In fact, this is a powerful act of self-care that empowers both your body and your mind. Plus, finding an activity that you enjoy, even if it's walking the dog, can make exercise something to look forward to, rather than a chore. So make a point to move every day. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Unlike Chrystia Freeland, who a headline said today has been teasing the budget all week, I'm not going to tease the listener about the whole Karen thing. You brought it up moments ago with our news nuggets. You said the only time you ever go Karen is trying to navigate that Parkdale off-ramp.
It's just because people use, like, it clearly states you need to merge over, and some people get dangerously close to like hitting another car or a barrier because they're trying to get up traffic.
Because Ottawa.
But like, what bothers me too is the majority of the people in that lane aren't even getting off at Parkdale. they just keep going past. And it's like, could you please just get into the middle lane and like reduce some of this? Like, you're not even getting off here. Why are you in the far right lane? But either way, I have put my car in that merge lane and in the third lane and just sat there with people honking at me. And I'm like, I don't care. We've all been sitting here for like 15 minutes trying to just go. And it's just because of that Carling on ramp, it just gets so backlogged. See, look, I've already lost it.
I can feel the temperature rising already.
Oh my God. Like, can you see the little fume poofs coming out of my ears? Like, it just drives me mad. Like, and I use that one all the time. So please stop blocking that lane. Like,
and if you missed the introduction to the show, Zoe's not feeling 100% today. So her temperature was probably already up. No, it's really heated. This is the difference between you and me, by the way. You're happy to sit there in traffic and just like, no, I'm not moving. I'm not. Yeah, I have the logo on the back of my truck. So
I'm You got logoed loser. Yeah, you can't do bad things like that.
Logoed loser? Thank you. That's lovely. Well, Karen, and all the Karens out there, I don't even know how Karen became a thing. Why Karen? Yeah, I don't know.
I feel bad for them.
I do too. And I know a lot of people named Karen who just, you see it on their face when the whole Karen thing comes up, right? They're just so over it. Well, move over, Karen, because somebody new is taking over that role in life. This started on a Reddit page where Amazon drivers post about their jobs. So, you know, like if talking about the dispatcher. This so-and-so, you know, told me to do this, and yet when he's out driving around, he doesn't do this. They are referring to their bosses at Amazon as Wayne.
Oh, no. The Waynes of the world.
The Waynes. By the way, Karen, it could be worse. Your name could be John. Hi.
Oh, true.
Hi, yeah. I'm John. John, as in, you know, I need to go to the John, as it, which my father-in-law still says to this day, which pisses me off. Don't even get me started on that.
Also, if someone goes missing.
Yeah, right.
Or they find a body that they can't identify.
That's me.
John Doe. Sorry. Same with Janes. I feel bad for Janes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, every time somebody goes missing or is found in a morgue unidentified, I get a phone call. Is that you? Are you okay? No, I'm fine. Different John. Also, of course, notorious Johns are for keeping ladies of the night in business. So, Karen, it could always be worse. But now your days are numbered, my friend. Karen, make way. For Wayne.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, just a reminder, it is comedy night tonight. No Forks Given. 191 Somerset Street East, which is literally right across from the main campus of Ottawa U. Showtime is typically around 8 o'clock. If you'd like to make a reservation to make sure you get a table, again, admission is free. These are the same comedians that later on this week you'd see at different clubs and probably pay 20, 30 bucks to see. It's a free show, is what I'm saying, with the most amazing hamburgers, with the most unbelievable wings. You had the hot dog when you were there a couple of weeks ago.
We never
got a chance to talk about this.
Yeah, I think it was the hot dog melt. Like, it had like ground beef on it and cheese and I think like pickles and like, oh man, it was so good.
There it is. So we initially talked about, because you and I have a thing for the Costco $1.50 hot dog. And no disrespect, we love our $1.50 hot dog with a drink deal at Costco. Mm-hmm. And we will continue going to Costco for the $1.50 hot dog. But you have to admit, the No Forks Given hot dog is a little step above.
It is. Yes. I bow down to the No Forks Given hot dog.
They have an amazing vegan menu as well. And like I said, typically 7 or 8 really good comedians every single Tuesday night. You'll find me at the back of the room. I do the sound for the show. Tavis Mapleston is your host. So yes, 8 o'clock tonight. Typically, there's a pretty good group of a BTR and Yao Show, Zoe fans, Milkman fans. And if you'd like to sit with them, just come see me and I'll introduce you. And we can make that happen. Are you coming tonight? No, you're not feeling well.
Yeah, I should probably just avoid public again, which sucks because it's such a beautiful day.
Comedy tonight, noforksgiven.ca is their website. We love talking all things Ottawa. What are we not talking about that you know that's going on in this town? Get in touch. Yaoshow.ca. We've revamped the website again. And I think this is the format that I've I've certainly settled on. I think you feel pretty strongly that way too, because every episode now is its own little thing, right? It's kind of like a little blog, and you can click on it, read the show notes, and you can share that episode individually and just hit play right there on it. It's so easy. Yowshow.ca. Before we go, I want to end things on a little something I read on Reddit. Reddit, okay. Reddit comes up a lot on this show.
This never goes wrong for you.
The question somebody asked, and I'll ask you this question. What's the dumbest thing you have ever said to somebody while trying to impress them?
I feel like I do dumb things, not say dumb. Well, I probably said some dumb stuff too, but more just like, I don't know, like I'll be like, oh yeah, I can do that too. And then just completely wipe out. Like there was a time when I was younger and we had just moved into a new neighborhood and like we had met these kids that lived there and they were like, yeah, we do this and whatever. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And we're like on our bikes. And then I hit the chain that like separates the parking lot from the playground and just completely clotheslined myself off of my bike. Yeah, there's some star moments for me in life.
We used to spend our summers at Golden Lake. There's a place there called Agawatin Lodge. And I always wanted to hang with the older kids.
Don't we all?
Right. And so to impress them this one time, because they're playing basketball, and I wandered onto the court and I said, you know, and I would have been like maybe 11 or 12. You know, the NBA, they send scouts to watch me play basketball. I'm that good. They're like, really? I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to be drafted into the NBA. And then they passed me the ball.
Like, show us, kid.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't counting on that happening, right? Where I'd actually have to show off my skills. Well, Reddit asks, what's the dumbest thing you've said to someone while trying to impress them? This person says, I was talking to a girl about how I'd recently recovered from Lyme disease. And when I finished talking, I then asked her, so what diseases do you have? Can't you see yourself doing that, though?
Yeah.
Just all shy and nervous. And so, speaking of diseases, yeah.
This person says, about me.
Yeah, right? Over to you. By the way, Zoe, what diseases do you have? All right. The person says, had a crush on my next door neighbor. She was getting out of her car while I was working on the lawnmower. She came over and said, nice to see you. My reply, yes, it is nice to see me. She never spoke to me again.
That sounds like something my mom would say just to get at people. Yes, you are welcome.
You are welcome to be. Isn't it glorious to be in my presence? Bow
yeah,
to
exactly.
me. I've never met your mom, but that's how she sounds in my head.
Yeah.
The dumbest thing you've said to someone while trying to impress them. This from Reddit. A sweet guy that I was super interested in told me he liked me. Me, being awkward, I just said, thank you. Later, I wondered why that relationship never progressed. Yeah. I like you. Thank you. Just, what do I do with that? And we'll end it here. When she first came to my apartment, I made sure to be outside changing the oil in my car. So that
oh, gotta
she
look
would
manly.
Think, right? Exactly. No, that's what he says. No. So she would think, oh, he's handy. Learned later, her dad was on a race team, both as a driver and as a pit crew member. She spent many weekends at the racetrack. I realized that my oil change shenanigans were underwhelming. Here's the best part, though. This person says, she married me anyway. Aww.
And taught you a thing or two.
Probably. Don't you love a happy ending? That is it for another edition of Yow, your Ottawa webcast, yowshow.ca. Online for you there. And also, of course, on Apple and on Spotify.
If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.